Insecticide spraying is continuing in the Dallas area, the nation's hotspot for mosquito-borne West Nile virus. Nearly 200 people in Dallas County have been infected in this outbreak so far, and 10 have died. The mayor of Dallas has declared a state of emergency. But it's not just a problem there. Officials in Michigan have announced the state's first fatality, an elderly woman in Washtenaw County. Louisiana has had 6 deaths, making it the only other state besides Texas with multiple deaths. In Chicago, infections are steadily on the rise. And here in Massachusetts, a man in his 60s has become the first person diagnosed with West Nile this year. Overall this season, human infections are at their highest since 1999, which is when the virus was first found in the U.S. So far this year, at least 26 people have died from West Nile. On the line with us is infectious disease expert William Schaffner at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. And Dr. Schaffner, how widespread is West Nile in the U.S.? Can we assume it's all over the country?
Well, Sasha, that's the case. So we can imagine that there are birds, and those birds fly around, obviously, are infected, not every bird, and they in turn then infect mosquitoes, and if those mosquitoes happen to bite us, they can transmit the West Nile virus to us.
And do we know why we're seeing a jump in West Nile infections this year?
Well, we have a special problem this year, and you would think that the drought, particularly in the center of the country, would be disinclination for West Nile virus, because you would think the mosquitoes can't breed. But as it happens, drought leaves small amounts of water that then get very brackish. That's an ideal place for mosquitoes to breed. And those small bits of water also attract the birds. And so now we have a lot of closeness between mosquitoes and birds, so you get more transmission.
Huh. Now, there are no medications to treat West Nile once you're infected, and there are no vaccines to prevent it. So instead, the focus is on trying to avoid contracting the disease. But what can you tell us about the insecticide being used? I mean, we're assured that it's safe, but should people stay inside while spraying is happening? What about vegetables and people's gardens or kids playing on lawns? What should people know about this chemical?
So this insecticide is a natural product that's derived from the chrysanthemum. And this has been used very, very carefully in many parts of the country. It is sprayed in minute quantities. Kitties, babies, grown-ups, old folks, vegetables, cats and dogs, we're all safe.
Now, as far as symptoms, we understand that symptoms for West Nile can range from nothing at all to feeling like you have the flu, and then there's a small percentage of people who end up with neurological problems. We even read about a 14-year-old in Dallas who was healthy and active, and then she ended up in intensive care for 8 days with the most severe form, which led to brain swelling, even though she just started out with a symptom that involved losing feeling in her little finger. She is now recovering. So how common is that most extreme form?
Well, fortunately, the most extreme form is quite rare, less than 1% of people who actually acquire the infection. Most of the time, the people who get encephalitis, the most severe form, are older persons, persons over 65 or 70 years of age.
And Dr. Schaffner, are there any preventive steps you recommend beyond just really try hard not to be bit by a mosquito?
Well, that's the essence, and it's very important. Check around your house to make sure there's not standing water in a variety of vessels. Empty that out. Number two, use insect repellent, particularly if you're going out to jog early in the morning or take a walk later in the evening. Try to wear long-sleeved garments. Oh, I know it's hot, and long trousers. Yes, I know it's hot, but those are the things that will help you avoid mosquito bites. Use the repellent.
Dr. Schaffner, one other disease question not related to mosquitoes. We're reading in the Dallas Morning News that Texas State Fair officials say they're monitoring reports of a new strain of swine flu that's linked to pigs at fairs, and they plan to warn visitors this fall to be careful when visiting those animals. So something else to watch out for. Anything you can tell us about this?
That's very prudent, because we have a cluster of a new variant of influenza that's being spread from swine hogs on exhibition at county fairs, particularly in Ohio and Indiana. And so the alert has gone out really throughout the country to all of us who see patients. Fortunately, this virus seems not to be spread very readily from person to person, And also, fortunately, if you happen to have it, we can treat it.
And if someone does go to a state fair that has swine, how much distance should they keep between the animal if they want to avoid getting infected?
Wash your hands before and after and keep your distance and watch the little kitties. They like to kiss them.
Dr. William Schaffner is an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. Dr. Schaffner, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sasha.